Now we come now to chapter 51, and I have labeled this the alarm clock chapter of the Bible. Here the nation Israel has a place in the past and future purposes of God. Now this has been recounted again and again. And may I just repeat this? Because God has repeated it here so many times. You see, sections like this are passed over today. You don't hear much about a chapter like the chapters we've been looking at. They are very unfamiliar. I have quite a few letters from folk that tell me, why, you're moving in an area I never was in before. I didn't know these things were in the Bible. Well, friends, you can't go into this section without recognizing that God has a purpose for the nation Israel just as much as he has a purpose for the church and for you and for me. Now, this alarm clock here is given to us because in this last chapter, that last verse concluded with a warning. And you and I might come up with the amillennialist interpretation. God doesn't want us to have it. Because we may say, well, the nation Israel has been set aside permanently. And where it's even mentioned, it doesn't mean Israel, means the church. And God says this too many times for him to mean the church. If he meant the church, somewhere along the line, he'd have said, I hope you don't misunderstand me. I mean the church and not Israel. He makes it very clear he means Israel, and he means exactly that. Now, what he's saying in this chapter is that God has not set aside the nation Israel permanently. And this chapter precludes any scintilla, a suggestion, or theory that God is through with them. Just as Israel had a past, and it began with a very small beginning, just today they're small and set aside. This doesn't mean God's forsaken them at all. I use the figure of speech of a train. God is running through the world, I think today, a twofold program. One is expressed in the word, yet have I set my king on my holy hill of Zion. And that's a train that's coming through, but right now it's on the sidetrack. Now, God has brought out on the main track of bringing many sons home to glory. That's the church. Now, that train's going to come into the Union Station on time. Now, when that is concluded, God will bring out on the main line the program with Israel and the Gentile nations then on the earth. And that one's going to come through on time also. Now, I have a friend, I tell him, because he is our millennial, and he's a dear friend of mine, I tell him, I said, you've wrecked that train that's on the sidetrack. And when God's ready to bring it out on the main line, why, you don't even have a train to come out on the main line. Well, he does. He didn't wreck it, just put it on the sidetrack. And he makes it very clear that he wants to wake us up. And actually, God's timepiece, as we've remarked before, it's not B-U-L-O-V-A or G-R-U-E-N, but it's I-S-R-A-E-L. That's God's alarm clock. And when that alarm goes off, you can be sure that God intends the world to wake up. And Paul put it exactly like that in Romans 13, verse 11 and 12. And that knowing the time, that now it's high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.